got some news for you. For those of you who believe that there is a real, that RFK is in it to give you something of value, that somehow those that are funding RFK are not in there to fund Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is not in there to just be a spoiler to make Donald Trump president again. I want to read you an article from The Common Dreams. Again, Robert F. Kennedy, one of the Kennedy people, is nothing but a fraud. Check this out. Whole thing, title of the article, whole thing is an epic fraud. RFK Jr. official admits goal is to elect Trump. As the saying goes, when people show you who they are, believe them, said a Democratic National Committee spokesman. Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s stated platform in the 2024 presidential race centers on promoting an honest government, a clean, healthy environment, and the protection of civil liberties. But this New York State director last week boiled down the independent campaign's true goal at a meeting with Republican voters, ensuring former President Donald Trump wins the election. Speaking at a meeting last Thursday, Rita Palma first checked to make sure there were no Biden voters in the House before telling her audience that her number one priority is to ultimately take electoral votes away from President Joe Biden. The Kennedy voter and the Trump voter, said Palma, our mutual enemy is Biden. States including New York, California, and most of the Northeast are likely to vote for the Democratic president, she continued. But if Kennedy, whom Palma referred to as Bobby, is on the ballot in New York, the campaign could help get rid of Biden. She urged the assembled GOP voters to give their vote to Bobby and at least get rid of Biden and give those 28 electoral votes to Bobby rather than to Biden, thereby reducing Biden's 270 electoral votes. To 270 wins the election, added Palma, who was hired by Kennedy's campaign after she canvassed for Trump in 2016 and 2020. If nobody gets to 270, then Congress picks the president. So who are they going to pick? If it's a Republican Congress, they'll pick Trump. So we're rid of Biden either way. Political observers have noted in recent months that Kennedy has drawn support from right-wing billionaires, but Palma's blunt description of her plan to block Biden from winning the presidency left critics stunned as the video of the event circulated on social media on Monday. Whole thing is an epic fraud. Kennedy is spouting Russian propaganda, is now openly betraying the country, said political strategist Simon Rosenberg, referring to the candidate's recent comments about Russia's claim that it aims to denazify Ukraine. RFK Jr.'s campaign is saying the quiet part out loud, Matt Corridoni, spokesman for the Democratic National Committee, told CNN. As the saying goes, when people show you who they are, believe them. RFK Jr.'s campaign isn't building a plan or strategy to get 270 electoral votes. They're building one to help Trump to the Oval Office. I repeat, for all of those progressives who believe that Senor Robert F. Kennedy somehow carried the virtue of his uncle, for everybody who thinks Robert F. Kennedy Jr. was there to actually do something positive. First of all, I don't know what folks are smoking to believe that a vaccine, a guy who actually has conspiracy theories and all that sort of thing, how could you possibly believe that this guy whose family themselves are saying, please don't vote for my brother, please don't vote for our relative using the name Kennedy to get votes. Please don't. Please don't. Kennedy is a fraud. I repeat, Democrats who think they're voting for a progressive, a Democrat, they're voting for somebody orchestrating along with Donald Trump, the return of Donald Trump. It's a perfect orchestration, and it has snowed a whole lot of people. So again, RFK is not trying to win this election. RFK is ceding the election to Donald Trump, whether Donald Trump gets the ability to get 270 votes or not. I think, folks, this is not a smoking gun. This is a nuclear explosion. And I think I am surprised. It just shows you that the setup is in, right? If this were on the other side, if this was on the other side, this would have been big news. It would have been all over the media. But it's not only Republicans that want Trump to win by all means necessary. It's not only Republicans that want that. There are certain neoliberal Democrats that are upset that progressives are getting a gain hold on the president of the United States. Because we have to remember where Biden is from. Biden may be a neoliberal, but he's a neoliberal dragging and kicking. His heart, Biden's heart, and I'm no Biden fan, but you don't grow up with the people. You don't grow up as part of that strong, working middle class, and it just completely be left behind. You can't do it. It's intrinsic to your being. And that is what we must notice. That is what we must be cognizant of. Persuasive Barrier, welcome. Barbara Wills, welcome. Lee Grant, welcome. E2247, Bruce Pollard, Michael Rudnin. I'm going to read some of your things in a minute. Eric Hayes. Let's see who else we have in the house. Thank you guys for all. Wow, a lot of stuff. Or Paul Fleming, welcome aboard. If I miss you, forgive me. I just started right away and started this stuff. But anyhow, folks, so tell your friends, all your friends that think Robert Kennedy is going to be the savior of the progressives. Robert Kennedy is the one that if we could just get him to be on the ballot, that somehow he could win. It is there for a purpose. Robert Kennedy needs to be placed in the bin of what he's doing. He's a traitor, not only to his family proper, but he's a traitor to the country. He's a traitor to the country for having elected somebody associated and closely guarding the interests of the Russians so that maybe Trump can build a hotel and get some of his bills paid. Let's not fall for it, folks. Let's spread the word, because the mainstream media is not going to do it.
We spend a lot of time deconstructing the news, trying to parse it into a form that everybody can understand. We try to find those little nitpicks where it flies above the fray, etc. If you really like these videos that we do, I want to ask a big favor. Please go ahead, number one, subscribe to our channel, and number two, please join if you can. Thank you so kindly for watching. Keep watching. Please remember to share. We must populate the entire internet with our progressive message, a message that we know is what most Americans say that they want. So help us, please join.